Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your spiritual kickoff for the week, and I hope you're ready. We're going to be digging into some great scripture today, and I know you're going to be excited about it. So thank you, first and foremost for coming. So let's jump right in here, guys. We're going to be in the book of Judges, okay? Judges chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 9. I'm going to unpack that in depth, but specifically verse 8, Barak says to her, "If you go with me, I will go with you. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." All right, now. We'll be talking about a lot of things with this scripture here today. Particularly for this week, we're going to be talking about leadership, okay? Specifically, anointed leadership and what that looks like. And so this scripture has a lot of implications, a lot to learn from. First thing we need to know is, where is the book of Judges? Okay, that's very important. It's the seventh book of the Bible, okay? And so it's after Joshua, it's before Ruth. That's where you'll find Judges. And this is a great story of Deborah and Barak. You may have heard this story in church or in Sunday school at some point, but it takes place when the Israelites were under persecution from the Canaanites, okay? Now, there's a lot to look at here, and I thought for this spiritual kickoff be a little bit different. I'm just going to read some of the verses to give you some context, particularly to what's going on, okay? So again, the Israelites were being persecuted against the Canaanites. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, for he had 900 iron chariots, and he oppressed the sons of Israel severely for 20 years. Now, Deborah was a prophetess, and she was judging Israel at the time. So she was a prophetess and a judge. So the sons of Israel came to her for judgment, and she sent and summoned Barak. And she said to him, "Behold, the Lord of God has commanded, go forth and march to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men from the sons of Naphtali and from the sons of Zebulun, and I will draw out to you Sisera. I will give him into your hand." Okay, verse 8, this is where it gets interesting. Barak says, "If you will go with me, then I will go with you. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." Now, she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the honor shall not be yours on the journey you're about to take. For the Lord will sell Sisera," he was the person who was basically oppressing them. "He's going to sell him into the hands of a woman." Now, guys, it gets interesting as you keep kind of digging into Judges. I recommend just go to Judges and read this one all the way through. But it says, "Arise, this day is which the Lord has given you. He's going to give to you. Sisera is going to go into your hands. The Lord has gone out before you." So he went down. Barak went down to the mount like he was told to. And then basically this guy, Sisera, bounced. He left, okay? All the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the swords. None of them was left. So Barak wiped them all out except for the king, okay? Except for the king. Now, the king Sisera, he fled away. He bounced out. He was rolling out on foot, okay? And he came to a lady that they were camping, and her name was Jael, went to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my master, and turn aside to me. Don't be afraid." And he turned aside to her, and she covered him with the rug. He said to her, "Give me something to drink." So again, this girl, she was being very hospitable to him, right? He was on the run. So she opened a bottle of milk and gave him something to drink, and she covered him. And he said to her, this is Sisera, said to her, "Stand in the doorway of the tent, and it shall be if anyone comes and inquires of you and says, 'Is anyone there?' that you shall say no." So basically, he was asking her to lie. Here's where the rubber meets the road. But Jael took a tent peg and seized a hammer in her hand and went secretly to him and drove the peg into his temple, and it went through into the ground. And behold, Barak pursued Sisera. Jael came out to meet him and said, "Come, I will show you the man who you're seeking." He was lying dead with the tent peg in his temple. So guys, a lot of things to unpack here, right? But don't miss the contractual area of this text, okay? Barak had a classic, if you, then I context, right? It says right here, "If you will go with me, then I will go." He missed it. He missed the blessing of the Lord because he would not act in faith. Okay. And to be a leader, you have to act in faith sometimes, right? We have to trust God. And when the deck is stacked against us, we got to trust him the most at that moment. At that moment, it's easy to trust God when things are going good. It's easy to be a leader when things are going good. The true test of a leader doesn't come during the moments on the mountaintops. It's in the valley. Who shows up then? And then you have to understand, God sometimes is going to speak to us through other people. One thing that really stood out to me when I was studying this and looking through the scripture that I noticed, Barak didn't pray about the word he got from Deborah, right? He didn't pray at all. He immediately made a decision, right? He immediately went to a contractual type thinking. Right. So often we forget sometimes to take that basic step of praying and giving it to God to ask for that discernment to know which steps to take forward. Right. Because not every word you get from someone is going to be from God. Some of it's going to be from Satan. But if you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, he will tell you. And then acting on faith takes courage. And often we cannot see what lies ahead because that's what's called acting on faith. Talking about a leap of faith, is that right? You don't necessarily need to see the next step, but you just do it anyway. But to be an effective leader, we got to remember, right? Leaders go first. Very simple. Leaders go first. Do not forget this. Don't mistake in this, okay? They're out front. And it's from those experiences where we learn and we grow in our abilities as a leader. You don't wake up one morning and you're just a leader. They're not just born. It takes time. It takes experiences. It takes those lumps and those hits and those bruises that make you stronger. Okay? Think about what God has called you to. What God is wanting you to do right now. Maybe you're riding in a car, maybe you're on a treadmill, maybe you're on a walk. Maybe, I don't know where you're at, where you're listening to. What has God called you to do? Okay? Are you acting right now as this a contract? Well, God, if you do this, then I'm going to do that. Or do you treat it what he's called you to do as a covenant? No matter what I do. Now, guys, you know, I talk about marriage in this way. Marriage is a covenant, not a contract. It's no if you, then I. It's no matter what I do in marriage. Same thing when applies to what you've been called to do by the Lord. Okay? So either you trust him and you act in faith, and you do whatever he tells you to do, or you don't. And you act on your own. And look what it costed Barak. I mean, crazy. He had the blessing. He had the word from the prophetess, from the judge, and she laid it out. You know, the blessing will come into the hands of a woman. I'm sure that was hard for Barak to hear, and I'm sure he didn't believe it. And I'm sure probably when he was looking at the entire army slain, he was like, "Yeah, I got this." But he missed the big one. He missed it. And the blessing did come to her. And guys, this is an opportunity to learn from Scripture. Simplify and apply this. Where are you resisting God right now? Where are you not listening? Where have you put him in a box? Say, God, so long as you do this, then I'll do that. But I'm not going to do that on my own, just out of faith. Because ultimately, that takes a lot of courage. And if you can't see the next step, particularly as guys, we want to see the next steps. We want to know what's coming. We don't like that unknown, right? Got to be careful here, guys. Got to be real careful here. But so much can go wrong. The simplest thing I can tell you, do whatever he tells you to do. That's it. You'll never go wrong that way. Now, is that easy? No. It's the furthest thing from easy. But it is important. And guys, I really encourage you, really, really encourage you to lean into that. Do whatever he tells you to do. Now, guys, this week we'll be talking about anointed leadership. And some leaders, they have that anointing. You know, when that happens, others just naturally want to follow him, right? And this week's guest gonna bring a ton of information and wisdom around leadership, how it's grounded in Scripture. Do not want to miss it now, guys. Now, you may be thinking, well, Chris, I'm not a leader. I want to be. Guys, every man out there, you're leading something. If nothing else, you are leading yourself. And how you lead yourself matters. So come, you're not going to want to miss this one. Come back and check it out. The question I want you to think about right now, what does confidence mean to you? Are you a confident leader? Because people, they can feel it. They know. You just know when someone walks in with confidence, right? You have that assurance. You have that valor to just, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen right here. This person has something to say, and it's worth saying, right? So, guys, I want you to have that type of confidence as well. That's what the Lion Within Us is all about. We're here to help you. So, guys, I pray that out of Judges that helps you. Now, if you're new to the Lion Within Us on our spiritual kickoffs, you'll know what's coming. Because if you have not surrendered your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, today's your day. And you may be wondering, you may just be kind of playing in the fringes and checking out some of this Christian stuff just to see what some of this Christian stuff's all about. And if that's the case and you landed on the Lion Within Us, you're in a great place. Okay? But here's why. We love you. God loves you. And we want you to be in the brotherhood, his brotherhood, not the Lion Within Us brotherhood, but his. And the only way to do that, is to first understand that you are a sinner. That's it. You're not a mistake or in need of a life coach. You are a sinner in need of a savior. Okay? And the only way you can get out of your sin is putting your trust in Jesus Christ as Lord. So it's a very simple process, very simple. Admit that you're a sinner. You just have to admit it. This is the hardest part, particularly for men. It's hard to admit that we have something wrong. Because we want to feel like we got it all together. Well, there's nothing going on with me. I got it all together. Nope. You need to admit that you're a sinner. But you need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Now again, Jesus came from heaven to earth, born of a virgin, walked amongst us, gave us all these parables, all these miracles, taught us so many things, and then hung on the cross for our sin, for your sin, for my sin. And then 3 days later, rose after he died. 3 days later, rose, overcame death. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father. And it says, no one comes to the Father except through him. The only way to heaven is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. So you have to believe. You have to believe that that's true. And you have to confess him as Lord. Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need you. I've tried it my way, and my way just isn't working. And Lord, I know your ways are so much better. So I invite you into my heart. I invite you to lead my life. I invite you to just show me through your Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? How can I serve you? And after you've done that, the Holy Spirit will come. It will replace your heart. You'll have a new heart. And at that point, guys or girls, you're with the King. You're ready. You're ready to serve him. You're ready to make an impact on the kingdom. So if you just prayed that prayer, here's what I want you to do. I want you to email us, support@thelionwithin.us. And here's the only reason I want you to email us. We want to come alongside and give you some support that you're going to need. Satan's going to attack. He's going to attack. He doesn't like the fact that now you're in the kingdom, but that's okay. We're going to give you some resources to help you. We'll help you find a church, help you get plugged in with the right community, plug in with our community. Okay. So we can come alongside you and be the iron that sharpens iron and help build you up. Because at this point, if you just accepted Christ, you are essentially just starting. You're a baby. You're a baby Christian. But that's cool. Baby Christians are awesome because they're full of fire, full of vigor, full of energy, and they're ready to share with others. So happy for you. So again, you just accepted Christ, support@thelionwithin.us. Guys, remember this, the scripture. I highly encourage you, just go back and read Judges 4. If you read Judges 4, it will take you into Judges 5. Obviously, it follows. Judges 5 is pretty interesting because it's a song that Deborah wrote, but it talks about a little bit more in depth about how this story unfolded, and then from Barak's standpoint as well. Okay. So check out Judges 4. If you get some extra time, read Judges 5 as well. I think you'll be encouraged. You'll get a lot of insight from this scripture. It opened my eyes tremendously. I really learned a lot about this, obviously the accounts here and how to apply that in my life. The big application takeaway that I had from this was, look, just because I don't understand it and I can't see it doesn't mean it's not right and it's not what God is putting forth. Because Barak, God laid it out for him. I mean, he literally laid it out for him. He just wouldn't see it. He was too convinced in his way. Guys, we got to be careful there. All right. So come on back on Wednesday, guys. Give us a rating and review, please. If you haven't done that, go ahead and do that. Write that 5-star rating. Write a review. That makes a big difference. Go check out thelionwithin.us. You have all our resources there, guys. You know, we have the new community. We definitely want you to be part of that. Guys, do not miss an opportunity to jump in on this community. These guys are engaging daily. We have events. We have line lunches. We have Bible studies. Guys, we have all sorts of things that are in the works to serve you, to be the leader you're predestined to be. It's going to be a lot of inside resources. We have courses available on inside the community as well. And guys, the beauty of this community, it's not in Facebook. It's not in Instagram. It's not in any social media network that can shut us down, so that we can stand on the gospel. We can proclaim what needs to be proclaimed, and we can do it safely, okay, but in a way that's going to help serve each other. So guys, go check out the show notes. Check out our website. You have all ways to connect with us there. If you do want to follow us on socials, that's fine. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We do play in those areas. Maybe you want to be a donor to Align Within Us. You want to support us monetarily. Go check out the website. You can donate right there. Guys, the biggest thing, share with other people. That's my biggest ask. Share with other people. I just want the Align Within Us to make the impact on the kingdom that I know the Lord is leading. He led us to start this for a reason. So guys, don't just be an observer. Share it with the other brothers out there. Get it in their hands. Come back on Wednesday. We're going to be digging into anointed leadership. Pretty big topic. It's a heavy topic. But guys, it's got a lot of validity. It's got a lot of practical ways. It's going to make an impact in your life. I guarantee you. So come on back. I look forward to seeing you guys here on the next episode. Thank you again for taking time to listen to us. Have a great day and unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lions Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.